You know, podcasts are a great way to pass the time. Catch one of the shows that always provides you with a laugh or a lesson.
We get it. Our shows are short. But in a world with so much going on, we want to share our stories so that you can enjoy on the go. Be sure to take us with you on your next journey. Catch us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Wait, have you heard of Love Her? An audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. Every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love. Well, I'm your host, Letitia D, and this is Love Her.
Oh my God, did you say that you love her?
Hey, it's your girl, Letitia D. Letitia, Tish, Tisha. Did I miss? Tish. Yeah, that's the last one. Anyways, I'm here on the Love Her podcast. It's an audio ride about the good and the bad of relationships. A show you can only find exclusively on the home of the original content, the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. And again, I'm Letitia D, and it is another Thursday. It's actually still a quarantine Thursday, but it's okay. That means it's going to be quarantine Friday soon, and it just feels good to know that the weekend is coming, basically, right? Regardless of us still being in a whole pandemic, flu season is here, like curfews are going on, just wrongness is going on in the world. This election is looking really crazy. Like, you know, like 2020 has got us, right? But, you know, what can we do? Like, I just still hope you guys are still living, you know, keeping your head above water. I'm trying to do the same. You know, like check in with anyone you can, as I mentioned in the last like podcast, like if you can, like check in on me. Like this is a whole mental little blurb right now. Like take the time to check on your friends, your family, those you love. I mean, perhaps those that you don't love as well. Like just take a moment, you know, to say what's up, ask them how they're feeling and stuff like that. And hopefully the love is reciprocated, because we just want to, you know, make sure that we're spreading love, as this show is called Love Her. And again, thank you guys for listening as always. And thank you for tuning in again. And I actually just want to bring up that I was looking at the Kardashians. Like, I don't know if they matter anything to you guys, but I saw that Khloe is back with Tristan. I'm really a fan of Khloe's. I guess that's why I'm bringing it up. I want to say, like, I keep up with the Kardashians, like, you know, as the name of their show. But sometimes it's just like they don't really matter to me, but kind of they matter to me. So I'm going to just use them as a reference. But yeah, so she's back with him, her baby father. And basically they split up one time before, because it was said that, well, I'm sorry, this is not the reason why they split up, but right after they split up, it seemed like Kylie Jenner's friend, who was Jordan Woods, actually, you know, got in on the action. Like, while they were not together, I guess she saw her opportunity and took it. So she was hanging out with Tristan right after that. So I'm pretty sure that was another reason for Khloe to be mad with her for doing that, like seemingly like right after they had broken up. So this just makes me think about, in general, like how would I feel like if an ex of mine got together with a friend? Like, she was basically a family friend, Jordan Woods, and I think those ties are kind of like severed now. But you know, like if my friend got with my ex, or if my ex was trying to get with my friend, like how would I feel about that? Like, basically it's very awkward and weird. Is not something that I think anyone would like to happen. However, these things do happen. And again, like, just very awkward, I would feel. Like, I wonder if the persons themselves would feel awkward. Like, I would hope they would. I would hope that they would feel, like, very, like, weirded out. And, like, it's a whole, I'm sure it'll be a whole production, because usually they probably just have to sneak around and, like, you know, like try to tiptoe and not make it come to the surface. But you know, everything that's done in the dark comes to the light. Everybody knows that. So, but yeah, like, especially if they're like mutual, like if we have a, I usually have a lot of mutual friend groups, And if they're a mutual friend, like, it would hurt a little bit, honestly. Like, just a little bit. But I don't like to dwell on things, honestly. Like, I just kind of try to let it go. And I'm basically focused on myself a lot, like trying to get in a lot of my self-love, self-care. And anything that's stopping me from that, like, if it's not stopping me from basically my income, like I said, just loving on myself, I'm not trying to stress myself. That's the bottom line. So while I will feel awkward and weird, I'm just gonna let it go. I will definitely just let it go. I would feel a little disappointed too, though. Like, and it's also a thing that I would get as far as being curious as to how it would start. It's just so many ways, like, so many, like, things, like, people could just take opportunities. As I said, like, how Jordan Woods did it, like, she just slipped right in there. She just saw her opportunity, and it seems like she took it. And it would just be a thing for me to know, like, how it all went down. Like, how do you guys feel about that? I wonder if you guys would agree with me that you would just really want to know who hit who up first. Like, as if that's not enough that they're together. Like, the fact that, I don't know, someone was in somebody's DMs, or could this have been a plot or something planned while you all were hanging out? Like, it's not a good feeling to have, like, at all. Ex-friend, ex-ex, or anything. Like, anybody that is connected to you in a deep way, or maybe it wasn't that deep, but it's still, like, you know, like, you had them, or, you know, that scene, or they had you, or whatever. So it does, like, hurt a little bit. But besides the DMs, like I said, hanging around each other, just being sneaky, like, how did this all happen? Like, I really would want to know. And I wonder also what it would mean to you guys, like, as far as, like, the length of time. Like, just let me know. Like, you guys can call or text. It's 347-719-3350. That's the number. Hit me up. Let me know, like, does that matter if there's a length of time in between you guys dating, or if it just wouldn't matter? Like, basically, if I was dating someone X amount of years, would I change my mind on, you know, like, letting it go? Probably not, because I also just feel like maybe that person is not for me, or maybe that friend is not for me. Because why would they do, like, it's like a golden, it's like an underlying rule that you should not be touching, like, those lines should not cross, those lines should not blur. And for those people to do that, it's a reflection of them. Like, it just shows what type of people they are, what type of people I had in my circle, you know. Like, I would just feel disappointed. Like, that's the bottom line. And it would just show, like, what type of friendship we have. It would show what type of relationship that I actually have with this person. Like, regardless if they're my ex or not, like, I guess it wasn't that deep then that you had to go look for stuff in someone close to me, not like a whole new person, like someone that's close to me. That's just horrible and disappointing. Like, it's not something that I would wish on anybody at all. And I would also just feel like all my qualities and all my benefits were taken, like, take it for granted. Like, why go to somebody else? Like, just think about it. Like, why in the world would your ex and your friend get together? Like, regardless of this whole soulmate thing, regardless of, you know, people basically getting together through trauma, like, I know that's a thing as well, or getting together, you know, because they work in the same area and different things like that. But I just would need to know why. It's like something that I just think about, like, but nevertheless, regardless, like, I'm gonna just let it go. But you guys, just let me know what y'all think about that. Like, what does it mean for y'all? Like, if an ex is trying to get with your friend, or your friend is trying to get with your ex, like, I know this has probably come up in y'all lives. And like I said, we're in quarantine right now, so y'all could listen to this on the way to wherever y'all going, or I know y'all all in the house, like, cause we all in the house. So basically put this on and follow us on Instagram at CWFP underscore. That's for the CWF network. And follow me at 69 Shining. I am your host, Letitia D. And besides this conversation, just always remember every situation has its ups and downs, and it's up to you to keep the love. So thanks for listening and tuning in.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP underscore. Okay.